FMX Network production.
Let's go. On this day, I
see clearly. It's the Pulp MX Fantasy Podcast brought to you by Fly Racing, BetOnline.ag, 100% Goggles, and Motorsport.com. I'll never long for what might have been.
Now, regret won't waste my life. Thank you, everybody, for playing Pulp MX Fantasy Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Denver, look back at Philly. See how we did. Parabinos, Clayton, JT on here discussing that and more. Thank you to the folks at 100% and Motorsport and Fly Racing for coming on board, and the Bet Online guys as well. We'll tell you about them. They added some new 1v1 and hole shot props on their website. So betonline.ag, 20 years in the business. Go through Pulp MX Fantasy Link to bet safely and responsibly. Please. Thank you. Thank you to the folks at 100%. Pulp30 is the code to save with 100% casual wear, mountain bike gear, road bike stuff, mountain bike helmets, goggles, of course, sunglasses, all of it. Pulp 30 saves you on everything at 100% website. So thanks to the guys at 100% website. Since 1985, they've been around in the sport and doing big things for a lot of people. And they do MLB and street bike racing and road biking. Peter Sagan's a big 100% guy. And, of course, Jet Lawrence, Cooper Webb, and more on the moto side of things. So thanks to 100%. We'll tell you more about motorsport and fly racing later on in the show. But yeah, let's talk some fantasy and some bet online and more. All right, away we go. All right, as promised, everybody, in the Pulp MX Fantasy Podcast, we are going to look back at how we did in Philly and look ahead to Denver. West Coast starts back up on the 250s as well, and a different track and maybe some weather. We'll check in on that. So lots to talk about. Thank you to Yamaha, as I mentioned off the top. Thank you to Fly, Motorsport.com, 100% Bet Online guys, of course, as well. All right, let's dive into it. First up, from Fly Racing, flyracing.com, it's Jason Thomas. Hi, JT.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm great, man. Yeah, fantastic. You know, I love that I defied what all the experts said was possible.
Oh, you beat a guy on a 34-year-old motorcycle. This must be the hell of a day for you, sir.
Thank you. Yes, it's quite good. Also on the line from Renthal, Paul Parabinos. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Steve. How you feeling? I'm glad you were able to keep it on two wheels. I don't know how you got here, but I had a feeling it wasn't going to go well.
Wow. Okay. Again, thank you. Thanks for the support, you and everyone else.
You're welcome.
Also on the line from our buddy that used to be at 100%, but now at Stasic, Clayton Morello. Hi, Clayton.
Hi, Steve. Congrats. Congrats on your win.
Thank you. How's the knee?
My knee is still in pain right now. I feel like I'm bleeding, but no time to look.
All right. Well, thanks for gutting this out. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm a grinder. I'm like Justin Hill.
What'd you score, Clayton, in Philly?
208.
All right. Not too bad. That would have put you fourth in our league. JT won with a 236.
Roto, that's right.
232. Marks 220, Dan 186, Paul Parabinos 184, the Mulligan 154, and I got 144. But it's fine. I'll tell you why that was. So with two rounds
you
to go,
144.
What did I say? Hold on. Yes, 144. But I will explain. Whoa. No, I will explain.
I would hope so.
So Marks is 49 points behind Dan with two races to go for the Experts Championship. So that's what you got to look forward to that. And
how far back am I?
You are. Sorry, sir.
Because I'm coming in hot.
It's been an improvement for you. You are 215 back.
I may not make it.
Yeah, that's going to be tough to do. Okay. Philadelphia, here we go. High score, 283. Only 38% of teams with 8 in the main. Only 38.
Is there a how many have 7% in the main? Or, I'm sorry, 7 in the main? Is there a
no.
6 in the main?
There's no buttons there either, Paul.
Damn it.
22% of people picked a 250 FFL. 5.7 got it right. And 22% of people picked a 250 or 450 FFL, and 50% got it right, which was Jet Lawrence. So let's get into 250, shall we? Here we go. Preston Boesflug, 50 points. I don't know what got into this dude. He qualified great. He got top 10 in the main. He looked like a brand new dude from where he's been earlier in the year. And he got a ninth in the main and 19% pick trend. Again, he qualified well. Came out of nowhere for sure. But good job. Marcus Phelps, South African dude, 0% pick trend, 40 points. Gage Linville continues to do well. Career best for him, 10% pick trend, 36 points. Crockett Myers, 36 points, 0.1 pick trend. Ryder Floyd, a guy I touted on this podcast last week. Didn't pick him, though, but I did talk about him. 15th, 0.7% pick trend. Then Jaimes Munoz, Seth Hamaker. So I'm pretty far back in points, and I sent it this weekend thinking that there's a chance it was not going to go well. Spoiler alert, it didn't, 144. But I was like, screw it. Three rounds to go. I got to risk it for the biscuit. I absolutely knew what I was taking chances on. It wasn't an educated chance. I just sent it. But I did go Hardy Munoz with a 10 handicap and a 14th finish, 14th place finish. So Hardy is the definition of NFG, and I went with that. And Seth Hamaker was an easy pick for me as well. I thought he'd do pretty well. I would have done better. Obviously, was probably close to 40 points until that collision. Hayden Deegan was my all-star, 25 points there. And then I went with Luca Marcellisi, who has not had a great season, but he was a 13 handicap. He qualified inside the top 22 and crashed out, Luca did, while he was sixth in the LCQ, so there's a chance of him getting in. But, yeah, kind of sent it with Munoz and Marcellisi and got burnt by one of them. JT, who'd you have?
I had a pretty strong team, clearly by my score. You already knew that. But I had Jaimes, and listen, Jaimes didn't ride like the best race of his life or anything, okay? Like, he got a lot of help. Let's be fair on the front end. But this sport is scored by the finish. You're paid by results, and he got fifth. So I'm going to take it. He had a really high pick trend, so not as high as Seth, good Lord. But, right. Yeah, he got the job done in the end, so I will take the points along will he. I had Seth and 30 points, which should have been more, as we all know, the whole thing with Swole. But still, 30 points, I'll take it. That picture, and that's one of the highest I've ever seen. Romano, 30 points as well, 10th place, not mad at it. It's been a really hit-and-miss season for him, but yeah, that's fine. That's kind of where I had him in. Like, I had him from 8 to 12, so that's right in the middle. And then Deegan, yeah, just got the job done. No big deal. Came from 16th to 3rd, so great job for him. And you were talking about base fluke. I mean, it's really just the bike, right? Like, the bike is just dragging him to the front. I think that's really all.
Yeah,
we can really
got
find
it.
To here.
Yeah, like a star bike. Yeah, similar. honestly,
bike change or something in Philly then?
Paul, you have the results in front of you.
No, it's Suzuki, bro. Okay. That thing's a rocket ship.
Paul, what?
Same one.
Has he made the main at all this year?
Yeah, he made, I think, the first one.
Okay, so he's made one main all year.
His ride
He's made a couple. He's made a couple.
I'll tell you here in a second. His ride still came out of nowhere.
I don't know.
He has made a few. He was ninth at Philly. He made Foxborough. He was 13th, and he was 21st at Indy.
Okay, so two mains all year coming into this one, and he qualified well, and ninth in the I don't know, man. Yeah, good job, but
great job.
The ninth is craziness. I was kidding about the bike.
Yeah,
yes,
we
this
know.
Is,
we
this
know.
Is amazing.
Yeah, he just was a new guy. Clayton, did you pick him?
Yes.
Oh, of course. Fuck off.
Well, that's what I mean, though, Steve. That's why I'm kind of upset, because 19% of the league picked him, and neither you or I did. Like, we fucking suck.
I mean, yeah, I guess. You're a good point. Yeah, I don't know. Paul, who'd you pick over 250 class?
Yeah, my team wasn't good enough, man. Like you, Steve, I didn't like a lot of those mid-range handicaps or small handicaps we talked about on the show. Jaimes was red on my screen for me, so I kind of went Sendy as well. Hardy was on my team. I kind of really liked what you said about him in last week's pod. He looked fine in practice, so I picked him. He was actually the best guy on my team. I went Seth Hamaker. I knew he had been riding. I think he would have been fine. Hometown, all that stuff. Like, I was always going to pick him. And obviously, 72% of the league agreed and did as well. So, really, it was that third spot. And we were on Isaiah Clark for a long time. But I just didn't – I don't know. I wasn't loving it. And I started kind of sciencing it a little bit, and I landed on Bryce Shelley. I liked his heat race. I liked his handicap. Ooh. He was the highest handicap based on who qualified. Timed qualifying. I'm sorry. I want to say he was, I think I have it here. He was 17th in practice overall. So I went him, and I want to say he was around 10th in the heat race, and something happened. He crashed something, and then we had dead last gate pick for the LCQ, and nothing. No one makes it through the LCQ when you go there dead last. So that's my shit team. 3 250s. Oh, I'm sorry. Hayden D was my all-star. I got 25. Yay.
All right. Clayton?
Yep, so I had Preston, like we talked about, which obviously is number one pick, so good there. Kind of got lucky. I haven't really picked him all season. I also had Seth Hammaker, just kind of for everything that JT said. He's a zero handicap. It is his hometown race. And I thought I had a zero handicap, even if he was a little hurt, but he would still get me double points. Where I kind of went wrong with the non-All-Star was Casey Cochran. My thought with him was I just thought he was going to get better as kind of the season goes on. And he just had a bad race. I mean, he's not going to continue getting 16th place. You know, I think he's probably right around that top 10 area. And at a 4 handicap, I thought that was going to be a good pick. So, and so did 33.5% of the league. But it just didn't work out. So, and then I had Hayden Deegan for an all-star 25 points. So take that all day. And yeah, that was my 250 team.
All right. Sounds good. 450 wise. Ty Masterpool, 40 points. Jerry Robin, 40. Moran's, 36. Nichols, 34. Kate, 34. Dean, 32. Pick trends, Anthony Bourdon, 49%. Pick trends, Jet Lawrence, 43. Then Masterpool, then Benny, AC, Mitchell, Harrison. This is where I kind of was like, I need to make some serious points up. I'm going to send it. Bourdon was my choice to also send it, and he made the main. He's a 13 handicap, but 21st in the main event. That's not going to get it done. Jet was my easy all-star pick. But then, yeah, I went with Freddie Norrin at 11 and Mitchell Harrison at 12, and neither one made the main event. Freddie was in spot, crashed. Mitchell never really got into spot. So, yeah, I went 13, 12, and 11 in my three non-all-star 450 handicaps because I just was like, screw it. I got to make points up. So I honestly wasn't even that mad. I was like, well, whatever. I took a chance, and, that's what happens. But I was going for the biscuit in Philly, and it didn't work out. JT.
Well, I went with this safe team I've done a lot of this, and like Paul said, not going to win anything, but they kind of did their thing this weekend. I'm fine because the safe guys I went with did really well compared to the long shots. Like they barely lost points to the guys that could have easily not qualified. So when I say that I had Dino, this is one of his best races of the year. 32 points. I had Ferrandis at his handicap is a 2, right? Which I know is not much, but I just thought with the guys out, the way this field is right now, it's not as weak as we've seen it, but it is weaker. I thought he would get double points. He did. He got 30 points, so I'll take it. And when you look at the highest score of the race was 40, and the risk factor involved, I'm okay with that. My next was Adam Cincirillo, and I cringe at taking AC because I just know where he is, but I thought he looked a lot better in Nashville. I knew that the dirt was going to be kind of hard and slippery, which seems to help his arm issue. He doesn't have to hold on so tightly. And the field's a little bit weaker, as I mentioned with Fernandez. So I thought he would be better than 14th. He was not, but I still got 28 points out of the process. It wasn't, plane crashing in the mountain bad. And then my all-star was Jason Anderson, and that was kind of a field play. Also, he's looked to be back on early season form, so I felt very comfortable with him, and he maxed out. So not a lot of risk here and a pretty nice return, so if I could do that every time, I would take it.
All right, Paul?
Yeah, I went risky because, I want to try to get a whole bunch of points and try to win or something, but and if you look at the scores, it's all high handicap in the top 10 with the exception of Dino and Colt. I just didn't get it right, and that's the risk that JT mitigates by going mid-range, and it worked to his favor a lot this week because so many of these different guys made the main. Like, I don't think a lot of us had Jerry Robin and Kevin Moranz and Simonson in the main. I would assume we'd have Norrin and other guys right in the main, but anyway, I broke JT's creed, and the one that I vowed to keep, and I broke it, JT. I went Ty Masterpool, and he's the best guy on my team. Best pick. So I got lucky there. After that, I went Anthony Bourdon. I was always going to pick him. I thought he would go straight into the main. He did, but I don't know what the effort was in the main event. I want to say he was up 14, 15, 16 for a while, and then kind of at the end they fell off. So maybe the race is a bit too long for the 250 guy. And after that, Jet Lawrence was my all-star. And then, yes, I did have a guy miss the main event, and it was Mitchell Harrison. And he was, yeah, kind of never really close in either race. He was one of the higher qualifiers at a 12 handicap. 25% of the league picked him, and we just did not make the main. So, yeah, that's the result.
All right, Clayton?
Yeah, I had Ty Masterful for 40 points, so he was my highest guy, which is great. Jerry Robin, I'm out on. I know he's made two or three main events now, but I'm just going to stay away. Kevin Brands, I mean, this was his first main event of the year, so I wasn't going to pick him and risk it on that. I know I'm going down some guys I didn't have, but I'm on the off weekends on Colt Nichols and Cade Clayson right now too, and I didn't have either of them, and I feel like I've been getting burnt by them. So, anyways, going down to my team, I did have Anthony Bourdon. I kind of got a 13 handicap. I thought he was going to make the main. You know, I think his kind of ceiling is maybe that 15, 16, 17 area, depending if anybody crashes or anything like that. But I think he's, you know, he's very capable of beating the Simonson, Brands, Harlan, Jerry Robin, guys like that. So I thought he was going to be a better pick. Like Paul said, just didn't really work out towards the end of the moto. I had Jet Lawrence as my all-star, and where I went wrong was Justin Hill. The guy that's been getting, you know, right around that top 10, 11, 12 position, just couldn't make the main. Couldn't get around Harlan and Simonson and those guys. Couldn't beat them. And that's where my team went wrong. So,
yeah, that's what happens.
Yep. So he's like Colt Nichols. Like, Colt gets 13th and then can't make the main, you know, the week before. So, yeah, frustrating.
Yeah, the game's a little frustrating. Yeah, the game's a little frustrating, Clayton. Thanks.
Oh. I'm here. I'm playing. I love it, but it's frustrating.
Pulp MX Fantasy, that's the results from Philly. We're turning the page. We're on to Denver. Thank you again for the folks at motorsport.com. Go through the banner on Pulp MX to help us out. Place your order through that link. It really helps us out. And get the OEM and aftermarket parts, whether it's Fly Racing, whether it's Renthal. They can get you dialed in. Thank you to the folks at motorsport.com. Great prices. Free shipping on everything over $79, I think. And, when the purple Renthals drop, they're bringing those back. They'll be available on motorsport.com at some point. So thank you to those guys, 100%. Fly, Bet Online as well. We'll do the random winners from championship users from the previous event. $25 motorsport.com gift card goes to, I can't even say this guy's name. It's, yeah, I'm just going to skip it. It's not obscene. I just can't say it.
Clayton99.
No. $25, or that was $25 motorsport.com gift card. Our jerky prize package, JLeg536. And, GrillYourAssOff.com, Marty B. Claps. We'll be in touch. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Maddie B. Claps. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. We'll be in touch. Thanks to the R Jerky and GrillYourAssOff.com for the random prizes. I really appreciate that as well. And, again, thank you to everybody for playing. Thank you to Yamaha, of course, for this. Bet Online. Teamed up with the guys at betonline.ag, and they've got some, the odds are out. They got some matches. They got some whole shot things out. This is a little change from those guys. The Bet Online guys have been in business for over 20 years, and check out a way to make Supercross a little more fun for you. Bet responsibly, obviously. Betonline.ag. Go through the link on Pulp MX Fantasy to help us out, and you can see the odds easier, but it is under auto racing on Bet Online's website. But just go through Pulp Fantasy, helps us out. We got the odds on the winner. We got some whole shots. We got lots of things going on. They got 1v1 matches as well, like Kiefer and I's video for Denver. Let's go into this, JT, shall we? We got just straight up, who do you like? Levi Kitchen, minus 140. RJ Hampshire, plus 110. 450 class, Cooper Webb, minus 300. Hunter Lawrence, plus 240. Not bad. A couple of who do you like better? That's it. Really
so
easy.
So you think that's to win?
That's to beat each other.
Oh, the heads up. I'm sorry.
The heads up. Yeah, the matchup.
That Levi Kitchen one is interesting to me. I guess he's fine, right?
Like, yeah.
It's like 100% not sore, not anything, fine. Is that what
well, I
think?
Guess is if he's lying to me, maybe. There's a possibility.
I'm not saying you're the doctor. I'm just asking. Like, that, to me, that's the question.
He's good.
If you watch qualifying and he looks like Levi Kitchen in Seattle, I like it. I like that pick.
-140, yeah.
I do believe Levi Kitchen's the best rider in that field, right? So if you're going to tell me he's 100%, I'll take that at face value and say, sure, he should beat him heads up. So this is going to be an interesting new dynamic. It's the first time they've ever done this. So you know, it's just like anything else in fantasy. The first race of the season, you can find a lot of value because we're not entirely sure. The handicappers and the odds makers are not entirely sure of how things are going to go. So this is the first time they've done this. There may be some opportunity there.
Cooper Webb -300, Hunter Lawrence +240. Nah, stay away.
I would take Webb. If their heads up there, I would take Webb all day long.
Yeah. No, I would too, but I don't know. Whole shot winner.
They haven't even been near each other in a main event this year.
Right.
Like, not even close to each other.
Whole shot winner, 250s. Yeah. I don't know. They're giving the favorites to Levi at -175. So I guess, JT, you could go like Hampshire and Joe Shimoda, let's say. Pick a couple.
You're going to take Shimoda for the whole shot. That's going
to
be your
just give me your money.
What are you going with?
Yeah. No. Well, listen, his starts were better. The last showdown, his starts, we came in top three.
It's the whole shot, though, Steve.
Yeah, but his starts were better. If you want to pick more than Levi, like, look, it's Levi Kitchens is the heavy favorite here at -175.
Yeah, RJ's good too, though. Like, I like RJ for that spot too. He's a good starter.
+275.
I cannot, of good conscience, tell you that picking Joe Shimoda for the whole shot is a good bet. I can't.
Plus,
I can't do it.
Well, like Clayton said, you sprinkle a little bit on different guys. Yeah. You cover yourself a little bit. So you sprinkle a little on.
You should throw the sprinkles off the cake, though.
Sprinkle on.
Like, you got to be in the. You got to be in the ballpark, and a whole shot is not happening there. It's just not.
Oh my god! I hope he gets it because I know for a fact Honda's. I know Honda worked with him, and I know they were happy with the Nashville start, and now this is not a showdown.
But
and
it's
so
only, it's the whole shot, bro. Like, you have to be first. That's the thing.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you. I didn't know he had to be first.
Well,
I forgot. I forgot. My bad. Sorry.
I thought you may need a reminder the way you're acting.
Sprinkle a little bit, Clayton.
Yeah, of course. Except for my sprinkling a little bit did not work great last week.
Oh, it worked great the last time we had you on.
Yeah, it was good. And I think I texted you, I had RJ Hampshire to win the shootout, so I made some money on there. But then I went ahead and lost all that when I put all my money on Vial and Deegan to win. So.
Okay.
All I can picture is you sprinkling money like that Salt Bay guy.
Yeah, that's like exactly what I'm doing.
Yep.
I hope, I hope Joe gets it this weekend.
Let's make a bet, Steve.
No.
You can bet $20 to me, I'll take it.
I'm not going to take, if you take the field, no, sir, that's not a very good bet for me.
Well, that's what this bet is, though.
Would you?
100%.
Would you like
that's
to take?
That's exactly what the bet is.
No, but yes, it is the bet on here, but it's +600. So are you going to give me +600 odds, Paul?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, absolutely. You are? Oh.
Yeah, $20 okay, plus 600. Let's go.
We can work on this. Yeah.
Ooh, I like this.
You don't have to work on it. You can just say yes. Like, it's really easy. Like, there is no work to be done.
All right. 450 class whole shots. Do we like anybody?
I don't know, man. There's been no rhyme or reason to these whole shots in 450. Like, Tomac sneaks in there. Jet's obviously good at starts, but he's also been terrible at starts at the same time. Is Webb going to use the rut or not? Like, I'm out. Like, there's value, sure, but I don't know how you find any sort of trend here.
What does the track map look like for the start?
It's pretty long. The gate is all the way at one end of the stadium, but you do turn kind of in the middle of the stadium. There's two lanes on the other side to give you an idea.
It's the left-hand 180. It's just not as tight as last week, right? Yeah. So they're going to have a little room, you know, but it's not the hard left.
Okay, two odds to win Denver, 250 class. RJ's favorite a little bit over Levi Kitchen, +115 to +125.
Yep. These guys went 1-2 here last year. Yep. So I would expect something similar. You know, Jordan's great. You know, if Joe Shimoda gets his Steve hole shot, then maybe he upsets the apple cart. But yeah, to me, the value is on those two. Like it always seems like the championship contenders separate themselves towards the end of the year. And that's what this feels like it'll be as well.
Or they're worried about the championship and they kind of just watch each other. And then the late season Joe Shimoda comes in and the realist lights a cigarette and sits back.
I can totally see that happening. Honestly, end of the year, no pressure. Everyone's talking about Levi and RJ. This is if Joe's going to win, it could happen. But like I said, he ain't getting the whole shot.
Okay, so Clayton, who are you betting on, Clayton?
I'll put a little bit of money probably on Levi and RJ. But the thing is, it's just probably going to cancel each other out. And I'm down to $32 from my original hurdle. It's getting tough. If I really want to get my nuggies back up, I'm going to have to go.
Still have a lot of sprinkling left.
Yeah.
Yes. Sprinkling left. You may need to make a deposit, sir.
Yeah, I might be.
Yeah. All right, odds to win 450 class, bet online, -110 for Jet. I would only go Tomac +350, home track, all of that, good dirt for him. I don't like the -110, not enough.
I like Jet. I like Jet's odds the best.
Okay.
I really do. Yep.
I think he wins. Tomac.
Yeah, I think he wins, and I think you're getting almost even money to take it. I just think this track, it's not going to be ruddy. There's not, you know, I just think these are great conditions for Jet. He's going to be able to utilize his skill set, which is finding traction, blitzing whoops. He's going to be able to do all the things. It's going to neutralize the thing that Webb does well, which is get those insides and shorten the track up. He's not going to be able to do that on this track. I think Jet wins pretty easily. That's my take.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and to argue, I guess, JT's take and back you up, Steve, of all the odds, I do like Tomac at +350 because just the altitude advantage that he has riding up there, knowing what gear you're going to start in, knowing what sprocket combination you're going to run, all these things, I think it does make a difference. Granted, Jet could overcome all of that, and he could still smoke him.
He does do that.
but he also has, what is this, a 12-point lead? And I think this is the one that Eli really wants the most, so... Maybe $20.
I do like the odds on Eli. Like I don't think he's going to win. I think he could win, but I think you're getting rewarded handsomely for taking that risk here.
Yeah,
Clayton.
Man, I'm going to have to I'm depositing some money. Which again, reminder to listeners, I'm doing $5, $10, $20 max on these kind of bets. It's something that's, you know, I'm still making my rent. So bet responsibly, people. Yeah, but I'll be putting some money on Tomac. Why not?
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, I think I would put some money on Tomac as well. Dan's the one on here with a little more aggressive betting on Bet Online.
Yeah.
But he's not on right now. But all right, check it out. Bet Online. Go through the link on Pulp Mex Fantasy to help us out and get you right there. Please check it out. Thank you again to Fly Racing. 25 years of Fly. Coming off two straight wins with RJ and Max Anstey. JT trying to go 3 with RJ again this weekend for Fly Racing. So
I'll take it. Do it.
Let's do that. And then thank you to folks at 100% Motorsport.com as well. Appreciate it. And the Bet Online guys. All right. Denver altitude, Colt 45 jersey up for grabs, and O'Neill Colt 45 beta racing jersey up for the winner of the Denver round. So thanks to Colt for doing that. Appreciate it. Do we have any weather issues, JT, for Denver? Do we have any sort of concerns?
No,
nothing.
Okay. No, it's going to be amazing. It's actually going to be a little bit nicer for the Friday race. Your Yamaha LCQ Challenge is going to be a little nicer, but we're still like high of like 65, 68 on Saturday. It's going to be chilly probably at night. That's what it does here. But, I mean, from what we've gone through this season, I will take every ounce of this. And I'm here now. It is absolutely beautiful here right now.
No wind.
Nothing. Like, it is as perfect as it gets. It did rain last night, though. It rained last night, but it's amazing out now.
All right, let's talk Denver then. Weather's going to be good. Paul, I see on here you have Mosman picked. I've been told by Star he's not coming back till motocross.
So okay, well, then I'm going to take him off.
I think you should take him off. Dan will as well. but, Paul, let's start non-all-stars for 250 class for the West Coast. Who do you like?
Right now, I got two mid-range guys that I think will score double, and that's Ryder DiFrancesco and Phil Nicoletti. Ryder hasn't cashed for us in fantasy for a while, I'm very aware, but the ceiling is there. The potential is there. So he made the showdown, of course. He got 19th, and that's why his handicap moved a little bit, and he was 8th at St. Louis. So he is a 3. I think Ryder will ride very good on the hard pack stuff. So, yeah, I think he's worth looking at. And Dr. Phil, I like Phil. I mean, he's just, again, I think he'll be fine. Hard pack stuff as well. Veteran kind of, you know, throttle control type ride. And I think he'd be a good pick as well. And at least, you know, you got two guys that are safely going to go into the main event.
Yeah. Ryder's been crashing though.
I know.
Yeah,
I know, but
JT, I went Hunter Yoder for the showdown. I went all Yoder all the time.
Yep.
And it burnt me bad. And then now you're back on Yoder for the 250 West series.
Yeah, I was pretty frustrated. I was standing in the mechanics area, and he came riding off the track, and I wanted to, like, push him over. He probably would have beat me up or something. But I was definitely frustrated that he wasn't even in the race trying to qualify. Mm-hmm. But he's a great starter, and he's really small, and horsepower and torque is going to be a huge thing in Denver. So couple all those things together, and I'll take it. He's a good rider.
He's a six. Yeah, I don't honestly – he's a good dude. He burnt me at Nashville. I was very angry, but I do like that too. I think I might go back for all the reasons.
He didn't burn you. That was a bad pick.
Okay.
It was a risky pick.
All right. Dan has Lux Turner
on. Go sprinkle that nonsense somewhere else, Quinn.
Do you think that a guy like TJ Albright, who's in the LCQ race on Friday, you know, gets the track down a little better, and now he's a 12? And he's been a main event guy, except for, like, I think one, two. He didn't make a Triple Crown, and he crashed out at another
Nashville.
One. So, like, I almost like Albright just because he's going to have – when he hits the track in on Saturday, he's going to have it down a little bit. So what do you think, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, I think extra track time before practice gets started always makes your day easier, right? You have the jumps kind of done, so you have more time to kind of link everything together and try to go faster. So, yeah, it could snowball his day. And you've been correct in that he has been making mains. Just I just haven't seen much in the main.
Yeah, but he's a 12. Still, yeah, he's a 12.
Exactly. Still getting a 12 into the main is a feat. So yeah, absolutely. I think you could pick him.
Clayton, where are you at with Albright?
I'm out on him. I have some other picks that I think are a little bit just safer because I want to try to for sure, of course, get eight guys in the main. But
well, please share them.
Yeah, sure. So I'll start right off. Hunter Yoder, definitely picking him. He's a good main event guy. So I have him on my team at a six right now. And as Paul said, Nicoletti and Ryder D, some kind of mid handicappers, I guess you could say. I know Ryder's been crashing, but I think I'm just trying to hope for his upside, right, and hope he can, you know, get into that top 10 and he'll be some good points. And same thing with Phil. Hopefully he's not just riding off into the sunset and he's, you know, going to try to end strong. So I have him at a two. Phil might be a little bit subject to change, but I think I'll definitely keep Hunter and Ryder on the team for sure.
I like Phil because good starter, altitude, track's going to be dry and dusty, a little bit harder to pass based on past races, Yamaha bike, all of that too. Yeah, Paul, you mentioned
maybe the whoops will be skimmers finally.
Yeah, they might hold up. Maybe, I don't know.
Yep.
Can I ask a question? Anybody know anything on Talon Hawkins?
No.
Is there anything to know? Like, I think he's okay, right? No? Yes, no.
Fine. Yeah, I can see him being a pretty good pick.
Yeah, I have him on my team right now. I think he's good.
Yeah, at a six, his last three results at the normal coast, right, the single coast, were 10, 15, 14. So okay. There's something there, but it doesn't seem like a ton of upside.
Yeah. Okay.
But I would imagine he'd ride hardpack really well also. I think that's more up his alley than ruts and solve stuff.
Okay.
Yep. All right. All Stars, JT, who do you like? All Stars, I look like you have Hampshire picked right now.
Yeah, I would just go with the easy button, and you basically get your pick between Kitchen and RJ. I don't see any reason to go outside of that. Those make way too much sense for me.
Clayton, what do you think?
I have Hampshire picked as well. Same thing JT just said, pick Kitchen or Hampshire. I have Hampshire just hopefully carrying some momentum from a couple weeks ago.
Paul, thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think either one of those guys. But if you want to just say, hey, there's 2 points between these two guys, they may end up smashing each other. I think it's the right time to pick Joe out of two. I think he's on the podium here. And yeah, like I mentioned earlier, I think he could end up winning the race. So at any of those three, I don't think you can go super wrong, but just, yeah, the caveat maybe is a reason to go to Joe.
I mean, I'm definitely, like we've said in the past, I'm against picking championship favorites at the final round in the showdown, right?
Yeah.
Because they just want to get the job done. But this is still, yeah, 2 points. So, you know.
And the other thing everyone should consider, too, is that we have a showdown coming after this weekend. So be mindful of where your guys are at in points. So I'm not looking at the points right now. I want to say Joe is top four. So obviously he'll still be a star. at the next race, but that won't be the case for Rider D, for Phil Nicoletti, who can and likely will make the showdown main event as well. So I might take those guys off my team and go high handicaps just for that reason.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What's your team, JT, and who's your 100% lead pipe lock?
So I have Rider D, who has been really hit and miss for me. I keep waiting for him to have kind of a breakout. And we've seen the starts. We've seen him up there, but it just it's not all coming together yet. And I don't know if it will, but at a three, I have to go with it. Yoder, as I mentioned, Hawkins, which we already talked about, and Hampshire. So I know I don't have a lot to add, but those are my four, and everybody kind of already touched on them.
100% lead pipe lock?
Let's go Rider D. At least I know he's going to make the main event.
All right. What do you got, Clayton?
Similar to JT, Rider D, and then I'm going to go Phil Nicoletti, Hunter Yoder, and RJ Hampshire. For my lock, I will go Hunter Yoder.
All right. I got Phil. I don't think Phil comes off my team. He'll get an eighth, score some points. I like Albright. He's my guy this year. Hunter Yoder, I could see that coming off. Not exactly sure on Hunter Yoder. And then RJ or Kitchen. I got RJ now, but I'll pick either one of those guys. I like all that logic. And my 100% lead pipe block will be TJ Albright, everybody. Yeah, 12. Let's do this. He's only didn't make it because it was a showdown last time. He's in the 250 West races. No problem. Paul, what do you got?
So this is my safe Thursday team that I know will all make the main event, but I will definitely look at time qualifying, look at heat races, and try to load up some handicap value on my team, I think, based on the showdown being following weekend. But right now, we didn't talk about him much, but I think Cole Thompson is a good pick. He's on my team right now. He's a four. I think he rides hard pack really, really well. He was decent here last year. I want to say he was top 10. So he's on my team. And then like you guys, I have Phil Nicoletti and Rider D. My all-star will be Joe Shimoda. And I will go Cole Thompson as my lead pipe lock.
Cole Thompson?
Yes. I didn't bring him up
earlier.
Yeah,
what the hell?
Sometimes he's not a subject you like to talk about.
Oh, I'm fine. Yeah,
so I bring him up on the back end.
Okay, on the back end. Okay. FFL, anybody? Anyone? Dan? Is he out there? No?
I don't know. Let me look at the track. It's a ways to get to the finish line. A really long ways. It is the entire track. So...
Okay.
Maybe that can change your decision.
Okay. 450 class for Denver. JT, let's start with you, non-All-Stars.
So I have a little bit more risk on my team than I did last week. But, I don't hate some of the – you know, Oldenburg's back, so I will immediately look at that. I think having those guys back on the track, whether it's Friese or Oldenburg, creates some value there. I think Colt showed that he can kind of get back in the mix. So I don't mind that as much either. I would look pretty hard at him. He hasn't looked as good as I thought Benny has looked on the beta. So I don't love it. How about that? But I think at a six, he shows plenty of upside there, because I do think in this field he could very easily get like 12, 13, 14. So I guess when I'm picking him, I'm assuming I'm going to get maybe like a 30 point score out of him. That's probably what I'm looking at. I'm looking at Mookie too. I've picked him several times this year. It's gone okay, not fantastic. And that's just pretty much what I guess I should expect now, is it for it to not go incredibly well. But at a one, incredibly well, I don't need, right? I just need 7, 8, 9, something like that. So that's what I'm looking for Mookie. Those are kind of the three I had circled.
Vince is coming off like a season best. Is he fixed now, or was that just sort of a fluky thing, right? Yeah, I don't know. Because I'm looking at him too for a six, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Because Vince can do that like in the past, just not this year.
Yeah, and it's a great like track setup for him to be have a good start. It's hard and slippery type thing that makes it easier to ride a wide bike. Like, yeah, he could be a great pick here.
All right, Paul, who do you like non-All-Stars?
By
the way, sorry, the press release just dropped. Benny is out. We knew that, but it's official now. Yes.
Okay. So Benny is marked as Swiss on our site for his injury. But like JT mentioned,
he was already marked Swiss?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just asked.
Okay.
Mitchell Oldenburg, I like him a lot. I think he's probably going to be my lead pipe lock, so I like him. I don't know why Justin Hill failed Clayton last week, and I don't know why I have him on my team now, but he's a 7. And I think he'll ride the hard pack really well, and I think he'll go into the main event, so I think that could be a great pick, right? I mean, prior to the DNQ, he was 12, 9, 17, so if I can get a guy who gets a 9 or a 10 at a 7, granted he probably won't, but I still think that's a great pick to look at.
Yeah, even at a 12, that's good.
Okay, I'm going to pull a JT here. I'm sorry, I got a lot of stuff going on. Who are you talking about right now?
I am talking about Justin Hill.
Come on, bro.
No, you do that a lot, JT. Justin Hill, yes. Okay, 7. Got it. Yep, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you mentioned
Justin Hill beats Oldenburg, right?
I don't know. I think Oldenburg's pretty solid, and yes, he absolutely can, but Justin Hill's hard to predict, right?
He is. He is.
So yeah, maybe. But and then as far as a high handicap guy, I'm going to take the guy that failed you last weekend, Steve, Freddie Norn. I think he goes straight into the main at a 13, especially with no Benny out there.
Yeah, Freddie.
Ooh, good call.
Yeah, Freddie's good. Dan has Cade picked at 11. Again, Cade's main event finishes, you know, aren't that high. Hey, did we talk about Mumphy at all in 250s?
I think he's hurt for one, because I didn't see him on the entry list for the 250 class.
Got it.
And I only saw Oldenburg on the 450 entry list with Freese. So.
All right. Do we like Dylan or Justin Barsha? 1 and -1?
I think Dylan's French, right? Yeah. French ride the hard pack fine, so I would assume he's probably going to be right where he finishes, which is like a 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, I don't know what his – I think his ceiling's kind of a 7, 8, which is good points, but again, that's his ceiling, right? Mm-hmm. I think he can get another 9th again this weekend, so.
Does Dean beat Colt? Yes, right?
I think yes.
But maybe not by 2? They're right around each other?
I agree.
Those are both interesting. Yeah, like
– yeah.
Like, do we know if Colt is happier with his bike? I don't think we know, but he rode really well, right?
Yeah, I don't know either.
Okay. All right. Freeze thoughts?
Yeah,
I guess, Paul, you gave us a Freeze thoughts, yeah.
Yeah, I gave you a little bit. And I have Colt on my team, too, so I'm kind of there with you, with Colt. And somebody who's read on my screen that maybe you can pick again is Ty Masterpool, but I don't know that I would pick him in a hard pack race. That's just my thoughts.
Yeah. I don't know.
But he's a 10.
You know what?
And he just got 16th.
He's touted by some of my other privateer racing friends as a potential winner of the LCQ race. You know, we are doing a weirdo format and all that.
Oh, I didn't even know he's in that thing.
He is.
Okay.
So you'll get to see how he rides at that.
Well, I would say, yeah, he's definitely a potential winner, because I would think he gets the whole shot in your first race.
Yes. Yes, kind of, right? So.
Right.
Maybe he rides really well, and then you're like, oh, he's good at hard pack. So I keep an eye, actually, people, for that result of that race.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll ride great at the front of that race with less competition behind him. But as far as making the main, I don't know. I don't know, man. He's hard to, again, put him in the Justin Hill category. Hard to predict.
JT, you could go McElrath, Oldenburg, and AC 6-6-7. And be fine. You're not going to win, but you're going to be fine.
No, I like that. Yeah, I can't pick AC, but I would pick him again. I would pick him again.
Yeah.
Remember, did he podium here last year?
I believe he did. I think he did. It was very emotional for him. Yeah.
Close. Yeah. So just keep that in mind. And remember that trend, it didn't work out for me so well, but these tracks where he doesn't have to hold on so tightly work for him. So doesn't mean he'll podium again. I'm not saying that, but it'll help.
Yeah, no, he's not calling that.
Yeah. No. Yeah, he was third last year.
Clayton, that's a nice safe team.
What about Chisholm? He's a 9.
Is his ankle okay? Did you see the photos of his ankle?
It's so bad.
Like, what the hell?
AC also. Both of them. They're terrible. Their ankles are mangled. Yeah.
But how did Chiz do last week? Didn't he do
it? DNQ qualifier.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He did not Chiz. Yeah,
the weekends before that, 16, 17, 14, he's a 9. I don't, that's why I bring him up, but I don't know.
I think that there's other good picks, and I can jump into mine if you want, Steve.
Yes, please do.
I have basically what everybody else has been talking about. I have Colt Nichols on my team right now. I also have Wilson. And then I'm looking at Shane McElrath as well. I could go between him or Vince Freeze, but I think Shane at a six, and he beats Vince Freeze, and then maybe a little bit of a bounce back ride from what he had last weekend. So I like Shane at a six right now. So Dean Wilson, Shane McElrath, and Colt Nichols.
All right, yeah, that's a safe team too. I mean, JT talked about the Bose Flugs Suzuki. Maybe we're altitude, and then McElrath and Chiz just hook up.
Yeah.
I just don't know how you don't put Oldenburg in front of all those guys.
Yeah, and that's a good point. I might be doing that.
Because he's a seven, and I kind of think he has the potential to possibly beat both of them.
So in Nashville, the team showed up, and Oldenburg was 21st and pretty far back after what I assume is a fall. And then he got all the way up to 16, Paul, you have in front of you?
I can go look.
Oh, okay.
It'll be a bit.
The point is he rode really well.
Yes.
From pretty far back. Like, he's better than that, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, I switched out McElrath for Oldenburg, and I think that Noren can get you some good points, but those last few guys battling for the spot in the LCQ just kind of scares me, and I'm trying to finish up the season strong and have eight guys in. I know Steve, you're going crazy, but...
I think it's
important for me to try to get eight guys in right now. So that's where I'm going to try to go. I think Colt will be in there, Dean will be in there, and Oldenburg. So,
all right,
not sending it.
Paul and JT and myself all have Tomac picked All-Stars 450 because he's a three at his home race. I think he may win. JT doesn't, which totally understandable. But a fourth or better, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I love him as an All-Star.
Yes. Fourth or better all day long.
I love it.
Right.
Yeah.
Clayton, are you with us?
Yeah, I have him picked as well.
Okay, if you can't pick Eli Tomac, say you picked him in Philadelphia and you were a little bit upset at that. I think Anderson's a good one, and I think that Jet Lawrence guy's not a bad one either. Right?
Anybody? Agree on both.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Anderson. Yeah. Anderson's kind of back, harder packed, all that. So, okay.
And Sexton's also a two. That's not a bad one.
Got to get used to a new mechanic, though. It's got to be just... I'm kidding.
Pretty damn good last week.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the picks for Denver. Two more to go. Let's quickly check on this championship league for the YZ 450.
Do we want to do locks for 450?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We didn't do the locks.
Or give our four, I don't think.
I'm just a... I'm a disaster. I got a lot of stuff.
We're keeping them in check.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. All right. My four: Mitchell Oldenburg, Vince Freeze. Vince could easily come off. Mitchell Oldenburg, Tomac, Freeze, and I have Colt Nichols because actually, Paul, you sold me on him on this pod right now. So
I did. I didn't even bring much about.
Then
it.
Jason Thomas sold me on Colt Nichols on this pod right now.
All right. Take it.
That's my four and my lead pipe lock: Oldenburg, JT.
I have Colt, Oldenburg, Malcolm Stewart, and Eli. Those are my four. I feel pretty good about it. I like it. I don't think they'll change.
All right. You lock?
Let's go Malcolm, which is – nah, let's not. Let's go Oldenburg.
All right. Clayton?
I have Colt Nichols, Eli Tomac, Dean Wilson, Mitchell Oldenburg, and to be different, I'll do my lock as Colt Nichols.
All right. Paul?
My four are Eli Tomac is my all-star, Mitchell Oldenburg, Colt Nichols, and Freddie Noren. I'm thinking Oldenburg's never coming off, and neither is Freddie. I may change out Colt for some reason. But my lead pipe lock is Mitchell Oldenburg.
All right, the championship league for the YZ 450. Wheeler 586, 20 points up on Sandog, and then 24 points up on Siesta. And then let me ask you this. How many points back, Paul, or JT, do you have to be – can you pull this thing off? Like, we got guys who are 75 points back.
Yeah, they're still in it. We have a showdown. Yeah, they're absolutely still in it.
Okay. All right. Well, this dude here, Wheeler 588, 20 points up for the new bike, two rounds to go. Oh, boy.
Oh, he's going to be sweating.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a safe lead.
No, definitely not. All right. Okay. That's Pulp Mix Fantasy Podcast for another week. Thank you for playing, everybody. Thank you to Bet Online, guys. Jump in there and get some sprinkle it around.
Yeah.
Clayton, sprinkle your $32 around.
I'm going to. I need to make a comeback here.
We thank you to Fly Racing, motorsport.com, 100% all on board as well. Colt Nichols jersey up for grabs for the winner. Thank you to Yamaha. Paul, JT, Clayton. Thanks, boys.
See you guys.